Hello and welcome as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. This program is part of an outreach ministry from Shepherd Church, located in Los Angeles, California. Everything we do at Shepherd is based around John 3:14 that teaches us to lift up the name of Jesus that the world might believe. We want to come alongside you in your journey with God and help you become stronger in your faith so you can better serve Jesus and share him with others. Our pastor is Dudley Rutherford, and we join him right now with his message for us today.
Can I sin just a little bit? No. Why? Because if you give the devil an inch, he'll take you for a mile. Number three, you need your feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Because everything in this world brings the opposite of peace. Politics and presidential elections cause me stress. Hollywood and media causes me heartburn and indigestion. Worldliness and lack of justice fills me with anxiety and despair. Inflation and taxes cause baldness. Wars and rumors of wars fill us with fear and worry. The only thing that calms me in the midst of the chaos of the world is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the only thing. It brings my heart peace. It brings my heart hope. It brings my heart tranquility. And then you need this shield of faith. What is that? That's our protection. Why do I need protection? Because the devil is attacking us daily. Even more so if you're here today and you desire to live for Jesus. It's your faith in God is your covering. It's your protection. Because Satan keeps firing these fiery arrows at us. He fires fiery arrows of doubt at us. He fires fiery arrows of sickness. He'll fire a fiery arrow of confusion. He'll fire a fiery arrow of financial loss. He'll fire an arrow of loneliness at you. He'll fire a fiery arrow of defeat. He'll fire a fiery arrow of depression. He'll fire a fiery arrow of unworthiness towards you. And how do I fend all that attack? By walking in faith. I've told you before, my sister, Dreema, she had two boys. They were twins. They were 4 years old. Four. And one of them came down with a brain tumor. And within 100 days, that boy died. This was 30 years ago. I didn't know, but she had kept a diary of those 100 days. And she had written down everything. My boy, his eyes were crossed, so we took him to see an eye doctor, and they got him a pair of glasses, thinking he needed glasses to correct his vision. And later we discovered there was a tumor. And then we discovered that the tumor was inside his brain stem, which is about the size of your thumb. And once there's a tumor inside the brain stem, there's nothing you can do to really to operate on that. And she'd written down all the doctor's appointments, and she wrote down all the tests that that boy had to take. She wrote down all the details of the last few days of his life. And one day when I was with her, she said, she handed it to me, like to read. And I couldn't read it. I can't read that. Because there are times where you go through things in this world where you just say, God, I don't understand this. And whenever you go through those times where you can't understand, the only thing that can carry you through is even in times of not understanding, you keep walking in faith, trusting God fully, even though you don't understand. Then you have this helmet of salvation. And I don't know if you've been paying attention the last few weeks as we've gone through this series on overcoming addictions and breaking generational curses, but the only answer we have to getting our past in the past is you got to come to Jesus. And I don't know if you've ever noticed on this list of these five pieces of armor, all of that armor, all of it, is Jesus. The belt of truth, Jesus is our truth. Righteousness, Jesus is our righteousness. The gospel of peace, He is our peace. The shield of faith, our protector, Jesus is our protector. And salvation, that's Jesus, because Jesus alone is who saves. All of this is Jesus. You got to put Jesus on. I heard of a guy every day when he got up, first thing he did, he went in his closet, put his clothes on, but he kind of closed his eyes and he just imagined putting on these five pieces of armor. He just imagined it in his mind each and every day. You got to power up. You got to wise up. You got to armor up. Number four, write this down. You got to study up. But it says here in verse 17, in the second half of that verse, it says that the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, if you're paying attention, up there in point three, those five pieces of armor, those are all defensive weapons. All of them. You put those on because you're under attack. But this is your offensive weapon. This is how we're going to move forward. This is how we're going to have victory. This is how we're going to overcome. This is how we're going to be set free. This is how we're going to live the abundant life. This is how we're going to walk in audacious faith. You got to have the Word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, that the Word of God is living and active. Why, it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. This is a powerful weapon. Pastor Tony Evans says that Satan is allergic to the scriptures. That he gets the hives anytime anybody speaks the Word of God. We know that the devil is coming after you. And when he comes after you, whip out the sword, the Word of God. Three times when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan himself, Jesus responded with that temptation by saying these words, "It is written," and Jesus merely quotes scripture. I wonder how many times, I've been preaching here for 36 years, how many times in those 36 years have I encouraged you to bring a Bible with you to church? How many times? How many times have I asked you to hold it up? Let me see it. How many times have I asked you to read this, to memorize it, to fall in love with it, to obey it, to carry it? Tens of thousands of times. I just want to say this to you. Your Bible does you no good sitting on a shelf. It does you no good sitting in the back seat of your car. It does you no good sitting on a coffee table. It does you no good up on your fire mantle. It's only good when you read it and when you speak it. We have a 911 system here in America. Anything that goes wrong, pick up the phone, 911. Did you know we have a better system than that? It's called 311. O2. Did you write that down? You can barely remember 911. You get it confused with 411. It's 311-02. What is that number? You should all know that number. 311-02. You know what that is? That's how many verses in the Bible there are. 31,102 verses right here. So next time you're fearful, pick this up. There's over 300 verses in here that tell you, fear not. Next time you're being tempted, pick this book up. This book will help you overcome temptation. Are you discouraged? When was the last time you read the book of Psalms? Because it will encourage you. Are you full of doubt? Pick this book up and read it. It will give you assurance after assurance after assurance. Are you bitter here today? Living in your past. Someone's offended you. You can't get over it. Pick up this book. It will help you and teach you how to forgive. Are you here today feeling unworthy because of something in your past? Pick this book up and read it, and you'll discover there's a God in heaven who loves you so much that he sent his one and only son to die on a cross just for you, because you are his son, you are his child, his daughter. And if you're here today and you're lost, read this book. You'll learn how to be found and saved. Got to power up, wise up, armor up, study up. Number 5, write this down. You got to pray up. Verse 18, I want you to pay attention to these words. The Bible says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for who? Who? All the saints. I truly believe this is one of the greatest components of victory. It's the power of prayer. Up there in Northern California, where all the liberals live, they had these giant redwood trees and sequoias. Did you know that redwood trees can live 2,000 years? And the sequoias live for 3,000 years. And they can grow, one of the tallest is 378 feet. They're majestic, they're powerful, they tower above all other trees in the forests. And what many people don't know about the giant redwood trees, they have very shallow roots. You would think that a tree that goes 300 feet up in the air would have roots that go way down deep in order to hold it up straight. It's not the case. Giant redwood trees have very shallow roots, but they go out this way. And they literally intertwine with the roots of the trees right next to them. That's what enables them to grow tall. And the same is true here today, because some of you here are battling Satan this very moment. Some of you are discouraged. Some of you are barely hanging on. Some of you are struggling beneath the weight and guilt of sin and shame. But the church is where we gather, and life groups are where we intertwine our faith. Ministry is where we join forces together. Worship is where we fix our attention and hearts on God. Prayer is when we pray for one another and we lift one another up in the midst of this heavenly battle. We do life together. We sing together. We serve together. We worship together. We sacrifice together. We study God's word together. We pray together. The church is a battle station. It's a place where we come to reinforce our calling. It's a place of spiritual empowerment, a place of spiritual encouragement. It's a place where our hearts are knit together, our lives are knit together, our prayers are knit together. We're in a divine battle. We need a divine prayer. I heard about a little girl one time. She was saying her bedtime prayers. And she was with her mama and she just kept praying. And she prayed this really, really, really long prayer. And after the prayer, the mama said, "Honey, why did you pray such a long time?" She said, "Mama, my Sunday school teacher told me that when we pray, when he sees the weakest saints upon their knees, that the devil trembles. And I just thought I'd make him tremble a little longer tonight." James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous man is both powerful and effective." We want to wrap up this series with a statement of declaration. So I want you all to stand. You don't want to miss this. So I want you to speak these words with conviction, okay? Can you do that?
Yes.
All right, a statement of declaration. You ready?
Yes.
Say it with me. Satan.
Take
note and listen well. We are the church of the living God. We are bought with blood from Calvary, supercharged with power, married to Jesus, and dwelt with His holy and blessed Spirit. We are destined for victory, immune to destruction, loved beyond measure, and sheltered in God's hands. We're part of the company of the committed, the crowd of the covenant, the congregation of the courageous, the church of the living God. We're a fellowship of the faithful, a battalion of believers, a regiment of the redeemed, a division of the devoted, an army of the approved, a team of the triumphant, and a platoon of the powerful. Satan, you will not conquer me, for I am blood washed, daily delivered, strongly sanctified, and spirit filled. You are wasting your energy on me, for my fate is set, my victory is assured, and my future secured. I am linked with a sovereign and eternal power. On the other hand, you are a deceiver, but you will not deceive me. You are a roaring lion, but I am not devourable. You are extremely subtle, but I'm aware of your schemes. You foolishly parade around here as an angel of light, but I want you to know that I walk in a stronger, more powerful light. Your days of deception are over for me. I won't be deterred, derailed, distracted, distorted, discouraged, defeated, or disillusioned by your evil ways. I am off limits to you now. My doors are closed and locked. I have thrown away the keys. You won't walk in, crawl in, slither in, sneak in, pry in, or barge into my life, because I have a permanent and precious friend who now lives inside of me, and he will not share this temple with anyone, especially you. His name is Jesus. I want to say that again. His name is Jesus. He and I both know that your time's almost up. Your days are numbered. Your designs are dwindling. Your evil is limited. Your devilishness is detestable. Your progress is poisoned. Your success has been subverted. So get off my property. Get off my porch. Get out of my sight. You may lie, lure, linger, lurch, and laugh, but you're not welcome here, and you never were. So leave me alone. Leave my family alone. Leave my children alone. Leave my church alone, and leave my friends alone. God is on my side, or should I say, I'm on God's side. And I have the same power that delivered Jesus from temptation and sin. I have the same power that raised him from the grave. I have been promised the victory, and I have claimed that victory. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. You can summon all your hosts, but you need to know that you're going to lose this battle because we are the church of the living God. We are the blood-washed, spirit-led, battle-tested army. And we stand against you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are unrelenting, indestructible, unamused by any of your tricks. We are one family, one house, one unit, one body, and one church. Our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Our attention is focused on his word. Our calling is to obey his will. Our faith is what enables us to never turn back. And our plans are to lift up Jesus so that the entire world would believe. The Lord himself is our commander. Our battle is his battle, and he has never been defeated. On the cross, he defeated sin. He defeated the grave. He defeated all fear. He defeated death, and he defeated you. He's the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Savior for all who trust and believe in him. He's the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And in the perfect, anointed words of Jesus Christ himself, the gates of hell will not prevail against us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on.
It's a blessing for us to bring this program to you every day. We exist only by our faithful partners who support us through their prayers and financial gifts. If Pastor Dudley's message has been a blessing to you, we would like to encourage you to consider joining in partnership with us so we can continue to be here every day to bless others with this important ministry. Your gifts, whether large or small, are greatly appreciated and go directly to help keep us on the air. You can find out more about supporting us by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. That number again is 888-818-4777. We have operators standing by and ready to take your call. You can also support us by going to our website, liftupjesus.com/reach. That address again is liftupjesus.com/ and then the word reach.
Hello, my name is Abe Anaya, and I am the Life Groups Director here at Shepherd Church. At Shepherd Church, we take a two-pronged approach in connecting folks with God and one another. We do that through worship services and small group Bible studies. You see, the Christian life is lived out when we are in community with one another. We call these life groups. Shepherd Church life groups are your way to experience a Bible study and Christ-centered community. We want to bring the people of our congregation together to love, serve, encourage one another as we grow to be more like Jesus. You see, Christian relationships are vital here at Shepherd. See how we are all better together by joining a life group. Our groups primarily meet in homes, but some meet in coffee shops, backyards, beaches, and even online. No matter what season of life you're in, there is a group for you. Visit us online at lifegroups.org for more information.
You're invited to experience a dramatic retelling of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus at The Passion Play. For over 30 years, thousands have seen the love of our Heavenly Father come to life through music and acting. This broadcast features uniquely gifted artists in every field. Singers, actors, dancers, composers, sound and lighting technicians, camera operators, costume designers, and so much more. See the good news of Jesus come to life at The Passion Play, premiering at Shepherd Church Porter Ranch, March 23rd and 24th.
I'm Kyle Welch. We invite you to join us every weekday at this time when we again lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley.